the conversation has changed. Most broker owners, most team leaders, and most agents just don't know it yet. Every agent, team leader, and broker owner either has an abundance of leads or the opportunity to have an abundance of leads. We're currently in a moment of change in the real estate industry. And the word leads and sort of that conversation over getting more leads and every agent wanting more leads. And I want to talk to you and break that down today. It's about quality appointments. Right, one of the things that so many web platforms and web providers and marketing providers and lead providers and IDX website providers have become really good at generating leads. I think one of the interesting stats a few years ago is, if I remember something similar to this, there's like approximately 100 million leads generated and approximately about 5 million homes sold. Right, so there were 95 million more leads generated than homes sold. And there's several reasons for that. One of them is that is marketing, for one. So, you know, if the marketing strategy to get someone interested in a particular house, service, or brand for that matter is the path of least resistance, such as like Facebook ads or Google ads or things like that, then the quality of the lead is going to be significantly lower. And I think a lot of you that are listening right now, really take a deep dive into the quality of the leads that you currently have. Inside our organization, we only give quality appointments to each of our agents. And let me break that down for you really quick. So when someone comes in from any of our marketing or branding, a consumer, and they're interested in buying or selling or real estate advice within our organization, we have a department that vets and sets that appointment for our agent, and we only hand out qualified appointments to our agents, which is very different than most organizations and most marketing, you know, portals and platforms out there. They just continue to overfeed agents with registrations, cold leads, unqualified leads, bad credit leads, things like that. They just fire off, oh, here's 20 more leads, here's 10 more leads, here's 100 more leads. And there's no strategy for follow-up. There's no strategy for vetting the customer to better understand what their motivation is, what their needs are, why they reached out, why they filled out the form, why they texted, why they made a phone call, right? And so there's no strategy for that. And so over the last 5 or so years, everyone's on this path to get more leads, right? We have agents all the time that call our company wanting to join our company like, hey, tell us about the leads there. And it's like, well, it's not leads, it's qualified appointments. And what we found is most agents don't have the desire to want to have to vet every cold lead that comes in with phone call after phone call after phone call after text message after email, smart drip campaigns, right? Really dialing in optimization to get people to respond, only to find out that they're not qualified. Agents don't love that front-end follow-up. What they love is having those appointments vetted for them so that they can show up face-to-face. Because most people get into the real estate industry because they love people and they love connecting with people. Yet most real estate companies and team leaders, they set up organizations that put their agents in a spot doing things that they don't love. And so what happens is that agents end up frustrated because they're not selling the amount of the homes that they believe they could or should because they're after leads. And so everyone that's listening today, if you're an agent, make sure that your strategy for the next 12 months is after qualified appointments, not cold leads. Those two things are very different, right? If you look at, you know, the average conversion rate of a particular lead source, you might, you know, if you're really shooting great at Facebook lead conversion, you know, you might be at 1 to 2%, meaning for every 100 leads, 1 to 2, they're going to do something. And, you know, Google advertising, maybe depending on how great the systems and process are at the organization that you're a part of, maybe somewhere between 5 and 10% conversion rate. That means that every 100 leads that are generated, only 5 to 10 of them become qualified appointments. Yet in most organizational structures, the agent is responsible for vetting 100 of those, trying to find the 1 to 10 that are actually qualified to do something. And agents get frustrated and it becomes very challenging. And that's why we develop the systems and the process that we have to vet all of that and take that front end legwork and follow up away from the agent so that the agent can focus on the qualified ones and just spend their time in a more intelligent way. And so today I just wanted to change the way that all of you look at lead generation, marketing initiatives. And obviously then there's a whole other thing to unpack, which we'll do in future episodes, that really comes down to marketing and branding campaigns on how do you raise the conversion rate of someone that's visiting your website or someone that's reaching out to your real estate company. Obviously, branding and marketing and elevating the trust and the awareness of your organization only increases the conversion rate. When you pick up the phone to have a conversation with someone that reaches out to your company, and you don't have to sell them on who you are and what you do, it makes it a lot easier. Thus, the conversion rate goes up significantly. For us, you know, everything that we receive inbound are people that want to work with us. So there's not a selling element to an inbound qualified appointment when you say, hey, you know, we've seen you, we've heard you, we know exactly what you stand for. You know, we know 5 or 10 people that have worked with your company. You know, we're interested in working with you. That's a very different type of appointment than, you know, a lot of the real estate companies out around the country that are tricking people into signing up on their website, tricking people going, hey, put your phone number in, that's your password. And then the consumer's phone's ringing 5 minutes later, you know, with agents bombarding them. Or, you know, the strategy out there where agents in more of a prospecting-based organization are calling, you know, expired and canceled listings saying that they have a buyer for that home. And they're really, you know, investing a significant amount of time and energy and hopes to get, you know, 1 through 10 of those out of 100 calls to actually be interested in allowing that agent into the home. That strategy is antiquated. I'm not saying that there aren't people around the country that are finding success with that model. I just don't believe it's the best use of an agent's time, right? When you really get down and take a deep dive into what does an agent want to do? What can they do? And what do they have a desire to do? Really breaking that down. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm not great at. I mean, as human beings, we're not great at everything. And so, but you have to break that down. Or if you're an agent, you have to be part of a company that thinks that way. So they set you up to succeed and use your time the best that you can. Because as a lot of you navigate through your career, what you're coming to find out is that there are certain things that you don't love to do, and you also don't have enough time to do everything, right? And so that's exactly what we've been after. And I just wanted to give you a couple of points today for, you know, wherever you're listening around the world today, I just wanted you to think differently. Because everyone's out and they're just chasing all of these leads. I mean, no one needs more leads right now. They need better process for the agents. They need better structure, infrastructure. The foundation has to be stronger so that they can set agents up for more qualified appointments. If you're a broker or if you're a team leader right now, if you get this dialed in where your agents are just going on more qualified appointments, you're going to find that they're going to have more happiness in their life. They're going to have more success. They're going to deliver better to the consumer, which ultimately levels your brand up. So today, stop talking about leads and start diving into the process of obtaining qualified appointments for your agents, and you'll have a whole nother level of success. If you love this episode, please share this with 3 of your friends on social media. Tag them. If you know someone that's been using the word leads, and you've never heard them say qualified appointments, those are the types of people that need to hear this message. And that's the ultimate form of generosity, is sharing with other peers of yours in the industry, no matter if they're in your area or in another part of the country, if you feel like they're in a position where they could really use some advice around how to take leads and turn to that mindset into qualified appointments, please share this with them. And if you'd love to give me a personal thank you for sharing this message today, there's one really great way to do that, and that is to leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform that you're listening to this right now. And then please leave comments or notes. Believe it or not, comments or notes really help this podcast get into the hands of other real estate agents, teams, and brokers around the country that could benefit from this type of content. I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to having more conversations with you in the near future on our podcast.